This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Key evidence recorded over in the case against Richard Allen, the man accused of being the Delphi murder and the 2017 killings of Abby Williams and Libby German. It's something that came to a shock, or came as a shock to a lot of us, hearing about two police interviews the week that the girls went missing with suspected Odinists, people that they thought, well, they could be involved in this. Now, the defense of Richard Allen in their discovery, trying to get ready for a trial, going through saying, okay, we need to take a look at this, because they have every right to take a look at other alternative suspects here. But, well, the prosecution, Delphi, authorities all saying, oops, we did it again. We deleted evidence. I'm turning to a Britney Spears song. I didn't even plan on doing that. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. I guess it's par for the course, but I mean, how big of an impact is this going to make on this case against Richard Allen with these two kind of key pieces being gone?
I think it's impactful. If it were just this, it wouldn't be as impactful. But the problem is with this case, and we're only seeing a small amount of issue to date that we're seeing in the public because we didn't get to have that Franks hearing. But we have seen the Franks documents. And I think that it is so problematic what was done, that was done very poorly on behalf of the police agency that investigated this initially. So in other words, there's going to be so many problems that come up. As you know, Tony, this is one of the cases that I've followed for years. And then there's so much out there that is very derogatory in terms of how this case was investigated. Yeah.
I mean,
even the initial interview of Richard Allen, I could go on and on and on. It leaves me tongue-tied because there's so much wrong with this case.
You're right. I mean, it's one of those where you start talking about it and there's like 50 points that come to mind, and it's like you want to get them all out at once because they're all super valid. With this, I mean, if we're just to take a look back in time here at this, I mean, we were supposed to have that Franks hearing that conveniently all went to hell when Gull kicked out Baldwin and Rossi. Then it was requested again, and then she says, no, we're not going to have it. There's not a conspiracy going on here. And conspiracy, I want to say this. I don't necessarily think conspiracy, there's Odinists running around that are sacrificing children. But conspiracy more so in the sense of somebody screwed something up at some point in this investigation, and then somebody covered it up one way, and then, oh, people kind of caught on and they figured out that you're covering that. We better cover that cover up. And it just keeps going and covering and covering and covering and covering until we get to the point that we're at now. I mean, is that what you think is at play here more than, you know, some sort of giant, you know, we worship Odin and sacrifice children on Thursdays?
Yes, absolutely. You said it exactly right. I think there is so much embarrassment for how the crime scene was initially handled. I mean, in this case, this is Little Delphi, Indiana. Just a few thousand people. Just, I think there were 25 officers.
Yeah.
They had never had any sort of case like this. They took over a month to get the Bureau involved. The FBI comes in. They start to investigate. They finally did a search warrant for the, you know, the landowner where this murder occurred right adjacent to. They finally were actually making, you know, their way through this case, but there were too many things that had already occurred that didn't go right. I always look at Richard Allen's interview, how that all happened with the conservation reserve or conservation officer not being followed up on. This is somebody who said he was there.
Yeah.
That should have instigated a new crime. I've always found it interesting at that news conference where they said, oh, well, you know, the FBI, that was the FBI's fault. I mean, that's the bottom line is what they're saying on Orion, which is our system for basically putting together all the reports that come in and organizing them. I can tell you that is absolute malarkey, because what happens is is all of that, when you get something like that comes in, it goes straight to the detective on it. And then that detective makes a decision. That's how it works in a command post. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have a secretary who, you know, gets this to her to input in Orion making some decisions. No, that isn't how it works. And so from the onset with this case, a month before that, and then up until, you know, the FBI was basically kicked off the case, if you will. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is that was because of, let's just call it strategy. They didn't agree. And the FBI has no venue.
Yeah.
Zero venue. They have to be invited by the local jurisdiction on a case like this. So the FBI is put out to pasture, and the, you know, locals continue to investigate. And I'm not saying they have it wrong. I don't know whether Richard Allen is guilty or innocent, having read all the information. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I can say this, that investigation is so deeply flawed. But I don't know if we'll ever get to see how deeply flawed it is, because they didn't do the Franks.
And how do you get there? Now, I mean, can we get back to having a Franks hearing? Can we get some sanity in this? Because everybody's just asking to take a look at the path that we got from point A to point B to C to D to Q, wherever we're at now. And it's nuts. But we don't want to do that. Or Delphi doesn't want to do that. The jurisdiction there doesn't want to do it. The police there don't want to do it, because it will inevitably, you know, put a negative light on several people that probably have an interest in keeping their jobs. And that seems to be, at the end of the day, the number one priority, not having your ego damaged and keeping your job. Meanwhile, these two girls have no justice. Their families are just praying that law enforcement has this right. And the guy that they have locked up, we have no clue if he's innocent or guilty, because there's no due process that's happening. It's just shocking that this can even take place this blatantly in the United States of America.
Well, and as I recall, when Judge Gull kicked Rossi and Baldwin off and then instituted two new attorneys, two new, you know, defenders, mm-hmm. I believe they asked for the Franks motion and it was granted. I need to look back on that, mm-hmm. but that's what I recall. And then, of course, this case went to the Supreme Court of Indiana regarding whether they should have been removed. Mm-hmm. The Supreme Court said, you're back on.
Yeah.
And then they re-asked for the Franks. It was summarily denied.
Yeah.
And by the way, it was denied before their other motion, which was their other motion was asking Gold to remove herself from the case.
Yeah.
So I also find sort of the order at which Gold is, you know, making decisions on these orders seem out of chronological order.
Yeah, yeah.
She seems to just ixnay what she doesn't want straight away and then put it in abeyance, the ones that she doesn't want to answer quickly. I'm so sorry to digress here, but I cannot for the life of me understand how any judge could be convinced to keep Richard Allen not convicted in a lockup that is maximum security for the most heinous of heinous, only be allowed to exit 1 hour a day, and he is innocent under the eyes of the law. No one across the United States has done that way,
no.
Unless they, you know, tried to escape or made, you know, tried to kill somebody or something. You don't. And to say that there is no county jail in all of Indiana that could house him is an absolute falsehood.
Then there's a lot of problems in Indiana if we have no place to put someone with this. This is a common type thing. You don't go to prison when you're being tried for your crimes. This is not like, oh, we're starting to have laws here in this new land and need the jail to be up. Like, that's not how this is. Like, this is nuts.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.